Triple M, and it is Strotty for Brekkie on what is a sensational Thursday morning. Well, I don't know if it's going to be sensational, but I'll talk it up. That is the flock of seagulls there, and I ran. Yes, good morning, everybody. What about yesterday? Goodness me, have you seen cloud formation like that for a long time? It was just incredible. I hope you didn't get hammered by the hail in some parts of the coast. We were going to golf in the middle part of the day. I sort of nick off for a couple of hours on a Wednesday and then come back. We got about three holes into it, and luckily, Rudesy came out and got us in the truck and took us back to the clubhouse, because it was ordinary, let me tell you. And we were at the furthest part away from the course. It would have been funny if we got caught in the rain, but anyway. I hope you're okay and everything was all right at your neck of the woods yesterday. Certainly, it was a tumultuous day. How some of those shots from Sydney and, again, the extremities of this massive country of ours in Queensland. Just incredible. Anyway, today, high fire danger current, as I said, partly cloudy, medium chance of showers only in the south. We've got warnings for large and powerful surf and a gale warning for these southwesters today. Incredible. Major news stories, as I mentioned, crews are still battling 130 fires across Queensland. Tens of thousands of hectares have burned as Queensland faced its first ever catastrophic fire threat. And also the Red Cross is appealing for blood donations after many cancelled their appointments after the floods and the rain. Locally, yesterday's storm saw hail fall in parts of the mid-north coast. A large jacaranda tree at Lee Street near Mbaka Heads was extensively damaged, while people were ducking for cover in Wauchope as the hail came through. Now in sport, Sam Stosur has turned to a childhood coach, hoping for the reunion to spark a late career renaissance ahead of the Australian summer and indeed the Aussie Open in January. And locally in cricket, this is great news. Nambucca Valley's Premier League batsman Alec Baldwin has won debut selection in the New South Wales Bush Blues side. Now that team will play in the Australian Country Championships in Shepparton in Victoria in January. On the show today, plenty happening, including more chances for you to win the Triple M Summer Beach House. How good is this? Only Triple M club members can win. Sign up today to triplem.com.au. Phil Jamieson's involved with a big fundraiser for Port Macquarie's local youth mental health centre, Headspace. We'll talk to Phil about that. It's a big show coming up. I think it's the second week in December. We'll talk to Phil about that and what he's been up to. Also on the way, we're going to talk to Alex Glenn Holmes about the Mascots Race, which is on this afternoon as a lead up to the lighting of the Christmas tree in Port Macquarie. Who is in the Mascots? I love the Mascots Race. We'll talk to Alex about that. There's 1,000 on the birthday wheel, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of John Cheadle, C.S. Lewis, and Jackie Stallone, who I've interviewed a few years ago. She's a bit different, Jackie. Mm-hmm. Also, Christy in with what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union. 13 27 10. You can email midnorthcoast at triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid-North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's all there.
We love our city. Feels good.
Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
CNN Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
The headlines this hour. Scientists release some welcome good news on climate change.
Yes, global warming will soon be bad enough to thaw out Peter Dutton. Whoopee!
Famously misogynist XPN Tony Abbs has surprisingly endorsed the call for more women in the Liberal Party.
Yes, because it'd give us more chicks to bully.
And gay men attending St Andrew's Anglican Cathedral have been refused communion by Archbishop Davies.
Well, yes, but not because they're gay. They refused the wafer and wine. They wanted a crouton with pate and a cafe latte.
But first, yet another barking mad statement from moral crusader Senator Cory Bananas, who is calling for a cut to the number of beds available in public hospitals.
Well, you know what people do in beds? It's disgusting.
The sick should be treated standing up with their clothes on.
News in Showbiz Now with Richard Richards.
Oh, it's horrible, Sandra. Our PM, Scott Morris Minor, says our whole entertainment industry's under threat from radical Islam.
It's terrible. Our undercover agents tell me these people want to replace our traditional entertainment with TV shows like Sharia Law and Order and Burka's Backyard and Kebab at Hanging Rock and make movies like Camel, Queen of the Desert. Honest, these shows are all coming your way if you don't vote Liberal. Fair dinkum.
And to think my name is Dick Sandra.
Now, Big Gazza. Roydman with all the sport. Ing News.
Yes, Sandy, another Gazza Roydman exclusive. A one-on-one interview with Anthony the Man Mundane on the eve of his one-on-one grudge Donnybrook bout with Jeff the Other Man Hornet.
I am the greatest athlete boxer in the history of this worldwide planet. And I will pulverize Jeff Hornet. And
while he was talking, I took the opportunity to jump inside his mouth and have a look around. Oh, Jesus, for dumping here. Old boots, old baked bean cans. Uh-oh, here's that missing Malaysian airline. And look, Harold Holt. Oh, gee, Sandy. You don't often get mouths this big outside Luna Park. I'll cop his ringside, Sandy.
Sandra, silly C. N-N.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
According to Forbes, Judge Judy reportedly pocketed a US $147 million this year, making her the highest grossing host on television. In second place was Ellen, whose work on a daytime show earned her $87.5 million. Gold Coast singer-songwriter Amy Shark has dominated this year's ARIA Awards with four big wins, including Female Artist of the Year and Album of the Year for her record Love Monster. Casey Chambers, we all love Case. She was inducted into the ARIA's Hall of Fame in an emotional ceremony where she mentioned her mum.
She's the most inspiring woman that I know. My mum has basically taught me over the years that being a bitch doesn't make you strong, and being strong doesn't make you a bitch. To know the difference between those two things.
Triple M's Fishing Best Bet.
Here he is, the great man, Bluey Waters, back with us. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Snorri.
Oh, gee, what do you think of the weather yesterday and what about today?
Not very good, and it's a horror movie out here already.
Yeah, just a shocker, Bluey. A long time since I really thought we had rain when I got up this morning because of the sound, but it wasn't rain, it was just the wind.
The wind, yes. Yeah. I was of the same opinion.
Anyway, I'm looking out the Triple M Weather Shack window, and those clouds are just absolutely flying past, literally, Bluey, up to 40 knots. A long time since we've had a 40-knot wind.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, what about fishing today? Do you think we could actually get out, or are we tackle boxing today?
No, too dangerous. Yeah, definitely the back shed day today.
Okay. No
yeah, bad. And we haven't got a day in the back shed for a while, so we need to clean that up and get a look at our fishing gear and clean our tackle box out. So it would be a good day to spend in the back shed.
Okay, well, that's good. What about new gifts, Bluey, for Christmas this year? What's new as far as fishing tackles go, or what's being sold at a great rate at the moment? What's hot?
There's not really that much new stuff on the market. I've got some new footwear for canoeists and boaties, sort of thing. So that's one thing in the fishing gear that I've picked up. It's quite good.
Now, when you say footwear, reasonable. When you say footwear, this isn't adding to the Soaker range of signature thongs you have there, is it? What's this?
Well, it probably does. It's like an upmarket thong, I suppose. It's like a little open sand shoe type thing that you can sort of wear in your kayaks or on your boats or something like that, or just wading in the water. So it protects the bottom of your feet, but it self-drains when you walk out of the water.
So like a fancy croc, is this what you're saying?
Well, yeah, I suppose you could say that, but they're only $20, so they're quite reasonably priced and quite comfortable to wear. So that's probably one of the big innovations that I've this year. But also a couple of new Shimano reels are on the market, a new casting bait caster, spinning reels, a couple of new upmarket reels there. The rod's basically all about the same, a couple of new soft plastics. There is a new range of whiting lures, they're out. And, of course, probably the biggest mover, I think, is probably Tala Tabs produced another bass surface lure.
Now, listen, I was shocked when, I hate when I catch the tree bass where Taylor Tab would be laughing. I thought you could get them for $10. What are they now?
$14.95
for a Taylor tab lure. And he's got a new one for the bass and one for the whiting, eh?
Yes, that's right.
Ooh, okay. Might have to come and have a look at that. Very nice. And what about for young ones in particular, Bluey, for Christmas? What's the go with the rod and reel combos now?
Yeah, they start off at about $20, and then you can get a reasonable Shimano outfit for under $50. So that's quite good for a young fella, for a young person. Yeah,
right. And of course the holy grail that sits in the back shed, the Yabby pump. And you've got steel aluminium ones of these, and you've also got plastic ones. Is that right?
Yeah, plastic ones are $29.95, but your aluminiums are $59.95.
Thank you, Dakey. Well, there you go. That's where the Wormer sent us yesterday to go and pump some yabbies for some whiting. And just such a beautiful eating fish. And, with the weather the way it is, the water temperature should warm up with this southerly wind, Bluey. And hopefully the whiting will come on, eh?
Yeah, I would say by the weekend, I reckon we'll have some good schools of whiting floating around our estuary systems, yes.
All right, okie dokie. Now, club's out this weekend. It's the first of the month on Sunday, so we should have a few out.
Yes, firstly, the Southwest Rock Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly comp on. It's 11 o'clock weighing in on Sunday in the beer garden with a barbecue. Also, the Haddad Amateur Fishing Club, 12 o'clock weighing in back at the clubhouse with a barbecue. And our good friends out at Warhope, the Warhope RSL Fishing Club, their weighing starts at 2 o'clock at the rear of the clubhouse on Sunday, also with a barbecue.
Very nice, Bluey, very nice indeed. Now, what about Woolgoolga? Are they finished for the year or are they out?
No, I'd say they'll be finished for the year because there'll be another storm coming next month.
Have a look at the weather.
I tell you what, it's been very quiet. This is with the fishing clubs is the Christmas parties.
Yeah, that's right.
That's really haven't been non-existent this year. I don't know if they're still having them or what. So if there's any clubs out there that's got a Christmas party on, let us know.
For sure. Now, also, we've got ours tomorrow, Bluey. How do you reckon we'll go tomorrow?
Oh, I don't know.
Midday start, Bluey.
Black Friday.
Don't say that. What are you talking about? Listen, tomorrow you got homework. We'll need a TAB best bet and a Bottle-O best bet as well. You have a great day, I hope. Now, go in and just call in and see Bluey today, because I don't think anyone will be anywhere near his little shed there today. He'll be sitting there alone drinking his Pablo coffee. And you're saying clean the tackle box.
Yeah, out of the back shed, clean the tackle box, have a day in the back shed.
All right, talk to you tomorrow, Bluey.
Cheers.
Strawny.
Is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
Wind and showers, a top of 24 on the Mid-North Coast. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. A big day in Port Macquarie today with the countdown to Christmas on. The annual community celebration along Horton Street will see the much-loved mascot race, followed by the Christmas Street Parade celebrations. On the town green, the community invited to relax with a picnic, meet Santa and enjoy live entertainment prior to the fireworks spectacular. It all starts at 5:30 p.m. before rounding out with the fireworks and Christmas tree lighting at 8 p.m. Local school students expected to walk out of class tomorrow for the big school walkout for climate change. In Port Macquarie, the walkout will see students with teachers in support meet outside Federal MP Luke Hartsuka's office. National Schools Program Director Laura Sykes says the program has spread rapidly as teenagers look to save the environment from climate change.
So what's really exciting is this is all really led by the students. So we were contacted by some students from Castlemaine who were inspired by a young person, a 15-year-old from Greta in Sweden, who's been striking over the last month, protesting against climate inaction and asking for politicians to take action. So they wanted to do a similar thing, and now it's grown from, you know, this small group of students in Castlemaine to over 40 events across Australia.
The Mid-North Coast Local Health District is urging pregnant women and new parents to be aware of the symptoms of whooping cough and to ensure they and their children are vaccinated on time. Outbreaks of the disease still occur every 3 to 4 years as immunity wanes in the community, despite the fact that almost 95% of babies in New South Wales are now vaccinated against the disease. In October this year, almost 800 people in New South Wales were notified with whooping cough, which is the highest number since 2016. And the wild weather yesterday afternoon saw trees over roads with hail, thunderstorms and strong wind. This weekend, the national outrigger titles in Port Macquarie. The canoeing regatta will feature three races, including a 25k main event on Saturday, paddlers travelling between Port Macquarie and Dunbogan. President of the Mororo Club, Wes Byrne, says a fantastic number of entrants for this year's event.
We've got 250 competitors all up.
We've got 122 in the long course downwinder on Saturday, and there will be 70, I think 80 paddlers on Sunday morning, and then there's a fair few on early Saturday as well with a short course race in the, inside the river.
And Nambucca Valley Premier League batsman Alec Baldwin has won selection in the New South Wales Bush Blues side. He'll suit up for the squad at the Australian Country Championships in January to be played out in Shepparton, Victoria. That's news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Not much surf around this morning. We do have a strong southwesterly wind, and even those protected southern corners are a little bit messy this morning. The swell is out of the south. The open beaches have some large waves, probably around that 8 to 9 foot mark, but it is a southerly swell, so most of that swell is going straight past those southern headlands. Southern headlands do have smaller waves, wave size at the present time, only around that 3 to 4 feet mark, but expect those waves to pick up as the day progresses. We do have a low tide around 7:45 this morning. High tide is around 2:30 this afternoon, and the water temperature is around 19 to 21 degrees.
Triple M right across the coast. Coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Alex Glenn Holmes about the mascots race tonight for the lighting of the Christmas tree in Port. That is Mr. Jay Barnes there, and ain't no mountain high enough. And gee, if you're on top of a mountain today, you'd want to hang on to everything you've got. This wind, incredible, out of the southwest up to 40 knots. And look, it's not going to calm down anytime soon. They say by this evening it might calm down to 20 or 30 knots. How are we going? Fair dinkum. Anyway, looking forward to catching up with Alex after 7 to talk about the lineup for the mascots. I love a good mascots race. I remember one of the funniest things I saw. He was okay, the bloke, but the fella who was Barry Boost. He had third place all wrapped up, and he face-planted 10 metres out from the line, and everyone ran past him, the poor bloke. But anyway, we'll talk more about that after 7 with Alex.
Extra, read all about it.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here he is, Lee Jollo from the newsroom, who was worried his roof was going to blow off, and then he'd have the problem with the bin again and the water coming in.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. Yeah. Maybe I do need to keep everything... hanging up the liner, siphoning into the bins with
that's
the
right. We'll
rain.
Wait and
you
see.
Never know what's going to happen.
No, I don't think the roof will go. I hope the roof doesn't come off. Mr. Right. Producer will be in the fetal position otherwise.
Sound like a lot of flapping on the roof.
Yes.
Who knows?
All right. What are the papers saying today, champion?
Yes. So in the Daily Telegraph today, Urbane Warfare, the headline there. Tours of cultural landmarks like the Sydney Opera House, the Aquarium and other museums would be used to enlighten young Muslims at risk of radicalisation under a plan to help them respect Australia's past. The Daily Telegraph can reveal the tours, including war memorials, were among the ideas pitched to Prime Minister Scott Morrison at a meeting with Islamic leaders last week. As well as that killer blow, this is a tragic one. A 14-year-old boy killed in his Thornley car crash was one of two people who lost their lives yesterday when a once-in-a-century storm lashed Sydney. And surfer's miracle shark escape. A surfer is lucky to be alive after being bitten on the foot by a shark at South Stain in Manly last night.
Gee, Lee, that's a shocker because that's one of our most popular beaches.
Yeah, exactly right. As well as that, in the Sydney Morning Herald this morning, police inquiry into top soldier. The Australian Federal Police is investigating Australia's most decorated former soldier, Ben Robert Smith, after allegations he committed war crimes in Afghanistan. The AFP began investigating the Victoria Cross recipient in June over his alleged actions while serving with Special Forces Patrol during Australia's longest war. And Kelly now poised to defect as Liberal ranks are thinned. Liberal MP Craig Kelly plans to run as an independent at the next election and could quit the party as soon in the latest blur to unity in the Morrison government. It comes after Julia Banks quit yesterday, and she's now on the crossbench and possibly running as an independent in the next election as well.
All right, plenty happening locally too.
Yes, exactly right. So, as you say, Port Macquarie's annual popular countdown to Christmas is on this evening. It all kicks off at 5:30 p.m. with entertainment on the town green before the mascot race along Horton Street and the Christmas Street Parade. The Tonight all culminates in the lighting of the CBD Christmas tree and the fireworks spectacular at 8 p.m. The community is invited to head down and enjoy the festivities. Port Hastings Council's Lucilla Marshall, she said last year thousands attended the event to line the streets and celebrate.
Always great fun. And can I say this, given the wind is out of the southwest and they're heading north up Horton Street, I think it might be a record time in the mascots race today, Lee. I really do.
Yep, the tailwind. It's what you need.
Good on you, buddy. Lee, coming up after the national news at 7, which isn't far away. Triple M and Strotty Fabrecki and Valerie there from the great Steve Winwood. It's 11 past 7, talking about wind. A gale warning for these southwesterlies today to 40 knots. Can you believe it? As Lee's been talking about in the news, the countdown to Christmas is on in the Port Macquarie Hastings area this evening. It is going to be a huge evening. Lots of great fun with the parade and little kids loving seeing the tree lit up as well as the big kids. But the highlight, I think, is the mascots race. And here to confirm our starters today is Alex Glenn Holmes to talk about what's going to be a great race. G'day, Alex. How are you?
Great, thanks, Jordy. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Look, I was just talking to our newsman saying with the southwesterly wind, I think we might run a record tonight in the mascots race because it'll be wind-assisted.
It could be very interesting, but as long as it's not raining, I'm happy with that.
No, it won't rain. It'll be fine. Now, let's go through the field. How many will contest the mascots race this afternoon?
Well, at the moment we have 14. We've had a dropout.
Okay, well, let's go through the field. Who have you got?
So we have Headspace, the little green man.
Yes.
Port City Breakers.
Yep.
We've got a character from AJ's Party Professionals. We have a special guest appearance by Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig?
Peppa Pig.
Fantastic. Oh, dear. I wonder how Hog's Breath is going to take that one.
Well, it could be interesting, couldn't it?
Mm.
We also have Rugby Tots. We have Barry Boost. And there's always great competition between Barry Boost, Breadhead and Hoggy. So it could be another interesting year because there's always pride there and the three of them battle it out very, very well each year.
Yeah, that's for sure. Now, what about Wizzy the Water Dropper? I've only ever seen Wizzy beaten in one race. And he's got good form, Wizzy. Who else have we got?
We've got Captain Napman. We have a new entry this year, which is the golf ball from Emerald Downs Golf Club.
The golf ball.
Golf ball with legs. That could be interesting.
Oh, my goodness me. Oh, what a field.
And we have another new entry this year, the Priceline Hut from Priceline Pharmacy.
Fantastic. Okie dokie.
Hooker
well,
Bear.
Hooker Bear, yep.
And Crystal Clear. So, Crystal Clear. Great field we've got there.
Well, it's good to see that the NAB, as he's come through the Royal Commission, okay, he's cleared to start. That is good. The Peppa Pig Hog's Breath entry, Hoggy, that's the one. I tell you what, that's going to be very close. And Breadhead, it's all happening. Have you got a favourite in amongst all that, Alex? We've got, what about the Westpac Rescue Helicopter? That was a brilliant winner a few years ago.
He was. Unfortunately, he's not joining us this year.
It's too windy.
helicopters and wind don't mix real well.
They don't. All right. Now, the gun will fire at 5:45. Now, they're racing. Just give us the course. It's straight down Horton Street. Where do they start, Alex?
They start at the William Street intersection with the traffic lights there.
Yep. Okie dokie.
And straight down Horton Street to Town Green.
Wind assisted. Look, it's just an absolute wind tunnel. I don't think the record will stand because it'll be wind assisted, but it's going to be a very funny evening before the lighting of the Christmas tree, which everybody loves. Good on you, Alex. Let's line the streets and cheer them on this afternoon. And if I can, Alex, I'm going to take you back a couple of years to one of the most controversial finishes I've ever seen. We were calling the race and it involved one of the best face plants I have ever seen in my life. We'll leave you with that. All the best with it, Alex. I'm sure it's going to be a great afternoon with the mascots race in Port.
Thanks for your support.
Right, coming down to the finish line, and here it is, the helicopter in front, Westpac helicopter in front, followed by the Wigglytail Pig. Oh, Barry Booster's gone down! He's down! Barry Booster's gone! Oh, he had third place all wrapped up, Barry Boost. Oh, shocking years for Barry Boost. That is the best face plant we've ever seen. He's picked his dignity up. Here he is, Barry Boost across the line. Triple A.
You know, we talk a lot about Headspace. It is a fantastic organisation, a national youth mental health foundation, providing some great support for people 12 to 25 that are doing it a bit tough. Now, there's a great fundraiser on for that. It's the Magic Castle. It's back coming up on at the Lounge Room in Port Macquarie. And one of the artists that's lending his time to help out with the event is Phil Jamieson from Grinspoon. G'day, Phil. Good to have you back in the studio again.
It's great to be back. How are you?
Good, buddy. You got close to working in this building at one stage too, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. Grinspoon...
When you had to get a proper job.
I did. Grinspoon took a little hiatus back in 2013. Obviously, I live locally and had to go find myself a job. Ended up working at Port City Harley-Davidson, which was good. But this year, I've been really busy doing some singing and dancing, and I'm going to end the year back in Port Macquarie raising some much-needed funds for the local Headspace Port Macquarie branch, but also it's their fifth birthday as well, so we're going to celebrate the good work they've done in the community over the last 5 years as well.
I've done a bit of work with them too, Phil, and it is a mountain some of these people have to climb, and anything we can do to help them out is of course, you know, just too easy for us. They are facing some battles, and a really good local group.
Yeah, they're a really good local group, and the thing is, like, I'm going to be doing some singing. It's on the Thursday, the 13th of December, down at the Lounge Room here, but it's a $30 entry fee, and there's a bunch of other artists aside from me, so even if you're not interested in seeing what I do in the musical sense of the word, there's Mini Skirt, Royal Chant, Vina Climo, Jeans. It's going to be just Grace Turner's coming up from Newcastle as well, who's an incredible solo artist who's also appearing the next day at Festival of the Sun, which is sold out, so you can't get into that festival anymore. So we've had some great support from them as well, the local Festival of the Sun as well, who've helped us out with some ideas about how to market it. But Magic Castle was born 4 years ago when a friend of mine had a really quite serious motorcycle accident. So we did the first fundraiser out at Black Duck Brewery. But I'm doing... And that was with Troy Duros and Horse of Pino and a bunch of other local acts. But this time I'm doing it for Headspace, Port Macquarie, and really want to, you know, encourage people to come along and enjoy the music as well, but also know that they're contributing to a really great cause, you know.
For sure. Good on you, Phil. Just on the music, of course they're going to want to come and see you. Now, you're a local here. What are your memories of the old Down Under? Did you ever play there?
I never played Down Under. I played Lachlan's. I'm sure some listeners will remember Lachlan's.
Of course.
That was one of my first ever gigs. And I played, I think it was called Zufari back in the day, which is now the basement in Port Macquarie.
It was the nightclub at Panthers.
Yeah, downstairs there. And I went and saw some great gigs at both of those venues. And I believe TC's used to be called TC's, which is Altitude.
Right.
I think I supported Chocolate Starfish up there one year with my band Mescaline locally. So I played everywhere in Port Macquarie except for the Lounge Room, which was used to be Down Under. So my first ever time there. I never really went there as a kid, actually. I was always sneaking into Lachlan's. Sorry, John Laurie. it's going to be a really fun night. It's going to start early. It's a 7 p.m. because we've got so much music to get through. And, I really encourage people to come down, and it's $30, and I just think it's a great cause. You know, you're all coming to see some music. You're also really contributing to the local youth of the area, and Headspace does amazing work. A lot of it's unseen and unheard, but these kids need this, and these young people need this support, and I think the 5 years they've been in the community, we've really benefited from them being here.
Good on you, Phil. It's going to be a great night. Just before you go to the big tour with Grinspoon last year, we spoke before about, you know, when the band broke up, I don't think you realised how loved you guys were. I mean, it was just incredible. And your thoughts on the tour?
We were really sad when we were told to go away for a little while. I think in our management said they knew we were going to come back. We were all a little bit upset. And last year was, it felt like a really warm cuddle from Australia. It was a really successful tour, and it was really nice to know that even though that record we released in 1997 was, a long time ago now, people still remembered it. And it was, I felt a lot of love, and I really, really felt very fortunate to be in that band, and I still do today. So thanks for all the people that came out and watched us.
It's a snapshot of people's childhood, Phil.
It is. Gen X, right? Woohoo!
Yeah.
it was a really... And also, there was a lot of young people there as well, and it was, yeah, I was really humbled by that response. So we'll see what happens next year. But, yeah, for this year, December 13, it's like my final show for the year, and I hope people come down and check it out.
Good on you, Phil. Now, what are you riding at the moment, too? Got to ask you.
I've got a Sportster X1200N there. They've released Harley-Davidson, have released a new Sportster called the 1200. I actually bought my first new bike. Thanks, Julie.
I saw you had to get rid of the other one, though.
I had to sell the old
one. I knew it.
I had to sell the old one. Every bike I've sold, I'm like, gee, I don't want to sell it, but I've sold that one. Now I've got my own another one. Julie's like, you've got a problem.
Yes,
I'm like,
I know.
Yes, I do. But heaps of people have that problem.
It's a good
bikes.
Problem to have. Phil, lovely to catch up with you, mate. It's going to be a great night.
Thanks, Roy.
Thursday night. Here's a little bit of what you can expect on Thursday, December 13, at the Lounge Room. Triple M right across the coast on a windy old Thursday. It is Fleetwood Mac. They're going to be here next year and Go Your Own Way, 11 past 8.
Triple M.
Birthday wheel. For 40 Winks, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Winks in the Port Home Zone.
Yes, here we go to beautiful Freddo and say good morning to Monique. How are you, Monique?
Very well, thank you. And you?
Oh, good. I'm inside. How's that wind out there? Fair dinkum.
It's not too bad here, actually. Lovely.
Oh, gee. Well, it's really going to get a go on right the way up the coast. I'm just looking at some photos from further down the coast of the cloud mass, and it's going past like it's on, you know, those fast-forward time-lapse things they have, Monique?
Yes.
It's what it looks like. But anyway, let's try and blow some money your way, Monique, for 40 winks in the Port Home Zone. What number are we looking for you on the wheel?
Number 19, please.
Number 19 for Monique. All right, here we go. Come on, number 19. Come on, 19. Come on, 19. Goes past. Come on, keep going, you rotten thing, and it won't. It lands directly on the number 7.
Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah, can't give you the cash, Monique, but end of the month, which is a matter of 2 days away, Christy does the big draw for the Triple M bag, which is jam-packed full of goodies in the lead-up to Christmas. I hope it comes your way. Thanks, Monique.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Now, other birthdays today. I can tell you young Ryan Reynolds is birthdaying today. Good on you, Ryan. Have a great day with your friends. Happy 7th birthday, Ryan. All our love and best wishes come from Mum, Dad and Liam and from us all here at Triple M. Good on you, Ryan. I'm sure you're going to have a great day, mate. And you're sharing your birthday, Ryan, with some very famous people like actor Don Cheadle, C.S. Lewis the poet and Sylvester Stallone's mum, Jackie, all born on this day, November the 29th. Triple M. And the Ray Hadley Morning Show after 9 on 131873. It's the sounds of then Ganga Jang. Love that. It is 16 past 8 on a windy old top of Thursday, up to about 27 degrees, but there is a gale warning current for these southwesters that are absolutely howling in the southern part of the mid-north coast. A reminder, out of 8.30, Christy in with our last Tradie Thursday for the year. Thanks to ARB, 4x4 accessories on Hastings River Drive. We're going to take a break over the Christmas period, as most of the tradies do, you know what I mean? Yes. Christy today is in Port Macquarie. She's at Eames Constructions. They will get to play their favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies on Tradies Thursday. And also they're going to have Smoko there, yes, showered with gifts, some beautiful oak-flavoured milk and Tumblegum Bakehouse goodies that disappear at a great rate when they arrive on a building site, let me tell you. So we'll talk to Christy out of 8.30 and Eames Constructions. We're going to play their favourite rock song too as Triple M rocks our tradies, as we do every Thursday, thanks to ARB. Next up, it's Strawdy Leaks, all the latest entertainment goss and news from the ARIAs last night, including a bit of Casey Chambers' speech. We love Casey.
Triple M Summer Beach House.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
The brand new Ruby Apartments on the Gold Coast. We don't do ordinary.
Yeah, we're giving Triple M Club members, that's you out there, the chance to win a family holiday for four on the Goldie. How good is this? You get to stay in our, that's what we're calling it, Triple M Summer Beach House. We'll hook up with flights, 5 nights accommodation, $1,000 spending money, passes to Dream World, and $500 to fill your fridge up. How good is that? Now, only Triple M Club members can win. If you're not a member, sign up today to triplem.com.au.
Triple M's Kennedy Malloy. Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yeah, last one for 2018. Christy, good morning. You're out somewhere in Port Macquarie.
Yes, I'm in tears actually now, Strawny, because it is a little bit sad that we're going on a summer break. But look, the tradies do deserve a break like I do, so we'll be back next year. But yeah, I'm out at MacKillop School in the school library because there's a bunch of builders here fixing the library. And I've got Jack, the apprentice. I've got Nick, Josh, Dane, Sean and Brendan. And the reason I've got Jack, the apprentice, with me is because Kurt Eames from Eames Constructions, he's the big boss. He couldn't be here today, so he's put Jack in charge. Is that the right move, Jack?
Oh, you could say so.
Now, buddy.
Now, Jack, you're gonna vote yourself a pay rise today while the big fella's away.
Oh, I wish.
We know how you
feel. They've been picking on him. Well, look, apparently he's got a nickname by the name of Lightning because this boy here can't hit a hammer twice or can't hit it in the same spot twice or something like that. What's the go, Josh? Why has he got the nickname?
Well, it's more to do with hitting the nail. It's like lightning. You can't hit the nail in the same spot twice.
Yeah. So. Very well done. Now, what have you got for them out there today, Christy? I bet you they're attacking it with great gusto for smoke. Oh.
What have we got, Jack?
Oh, we got a bit of cakes and milk, you know, just all the good stuff.
Yeah, we've got some cakes from Tumblegum Bakehouse and Cafe where the food's not just good. What is it, Josh? It's
bloody great.
Yeah. It is great. Yeah. And, of course, we've got some oat milks and chocolate and vanilla malt and absolutely everything here. And they've already hoed it down and they've told me that the big boss, Kurt, is not going to get any. They're not saving any for him.
Yeah, good on you, Jack. Now, what was your favourite of the tradies we've spoken to? They love the Neenish tarts. Did you get any of those today, Jack?
No, I like the caramel slice.
Oh, caramel slice, of course, yes!
A lot of tradies love the caramel slice,
yeah,
don't they?
Nothing
now,
like it.
Jack's told me, because he's going to be in charge of drawing out the winners for the two ARB camping chairs today. He reckons he's going to rig it because he really wants these camping chairs. But you can't do it, but you've got to be fair because it's the people over the last month that we've been to. Close your eyes. Come on.
Here we
go. Who's going to be our lucky winner?
Drum roll.
Come on, buddy. Here we go. Oh, you did it. No, that's rigged. Come on, put it back. He pulled out Eames Constructions.
Oh, well, there you go. See, it's only really?
We can't do it. He deliberately did it. It's Crystal Light Designs, the road marker crew that we went and saw last week in Southwest Rocks. Congratulations, guys.
Now, Christy, you see, Jack's of the same school as me. It's only a rort if you're not in it. Now, I was with you on that, Jack. But anyway, the road markers, fantastic. They've picked up the two camping chairs. Now, Jack, you do get to play your favourite rock song as Triple M rocks our tradies every Thursday, thanks to ARB. What would you like to hear?
We'll play Eagle Rock.
Eagle Rock. Good on you, Christy. I know it's a lot of work for you, Tradie Thursday. We're going to be back in January next year. Thank you, Christy.
Thank you.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Daddy Cool doing the Eagle Rock. It is 13 to 9. Ray after 9 on 131-873.
Triple M's Flight Times, powered by Majestic Cinemas in Port Macquarie and Buckerheads and Sawtell, where movies come alive. For more details, head to majesticcinemas.com.au.
Yeah, we've got a two-hour delay on QF2165. This wind is causing havoc in Sydney again. You were to go at 10:10. You're now going at 12:15. Should get you into Sydney at around 1:30. Sydney today, not quite as bad as yesterday. Showery, windy and 22. Have a great flight at 12:15.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Here is Christy back again. They've devoured everything, Christy.
Oh, absolutely. They needed the sustenance because they've been dancing to Eagle Rock. I've never seen a bunch of tradies doing line dancing to that song, but I'll show you the video when I get back.
Good stuff. Now, first up, Christy, I didn't put it on your list, but we spoke to Alex Glenn Holmes earlier this morning. The mascots race on in Port Macquarie at 5:45. The gun's going to go off. And the Battle of the Pigs. Peppa Pig is going to be up against the Hogs Pig. That is going to be a sensational matchup. And then, of course, later on, the lighting of the Christmas tree.
Isn't it exciting? I've got dibs on Peppa Pig to win. I'm sure Peppa Pig's going to take it out.
Okay, all right. What else is happening?
the Port Macquarie Stroke Club meet today from 10 o'clock at the Westport Club in Port. So for an informal get-together, stroke survivors and their carers are encouraged to attend. The Clyde Street markets are on in Kempsey through till 2 this afternoon. So go and browse for a variety of stalls. Beginners belly dancing is on for all ages and abilities. I'm pretty sure these tradies here will get along to that because they love to dance. It's on from 5:30 at 8 Milton Circuit in Port Macquarie. Zumba dance classes are also on today from 10 o'clock. Boys, you've got a good choice there of dancing. That's on 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And Kendall Bazaar is on today at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 till 2, Strawny. And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Take it, Christy, 11 to 9. Come on, Popeye's one of the good voices that I do. There you go. That's it for us on the show today. Now, missed any part of it? Maybe the interview with Phil Jamieson or Alex Glenn Holmes giving a brilliant form guide and starters list for the mascots race at the Port Macquarie Countdown to Christmas tonight. Just go to the website, triplem.com.au, and it'll be all there. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thursday. Stand by. Ray after nine. Be safe out there. We've got the gale warning and the big surf warning, everybody.
You have a treasure that money can't buy.